Heraclon Publishing presents Hawk, written by Jennifer Dance, narrated by Jacques Najuan. Dear reader, Hawk is a story about the Alberta oil sands. It shows the conflict within a family whose livelihood depends on the oil sands industry, but whose health is also affected by it. I traveled to northern Alberta to research this story, hoping to find a balance between opposing views of the industry, seeing firsthand the scale of environmental and human impact. My hope is that Hawk will raise awareness and promote thought and discussion among young Canadians, motivating them to help safeguard our people, our animals, our land, and our water. Jennifer Dance. To Joanna, James, Aaron, Kate, Tarek, Matthew, and Kim, for simply being. Men and nature must work hand in hand. The throwing out of balance of the resources of nature throws out of balance also the lives of men. Franklin D. Roosevelt, 1935. Chapter 1. Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada. Less than an hour ago, I was Adam, the long-distance runner. Now I'm Adam, the boy who... I can't even bring myself to say it. The car engine dies, and I realize that we are in the garage, yet I have no recollection of the drive home from Dr. Miller's office. I stare through the windshield. The walls of the garage swim around me. My thoughts won't move past, this can't be happening. Angela walks around the car and opens my door. She's my mother, but I will never call her that. I figure that she hasn't earned the title. She didn't raise me. Neither did my father. Most of the time, I don't call him anything. But when I have to use a name, I call him Frank. I enjoy rubbing both their noses in the fact that although they are my biological parents, that's as far as it goes. They never were and never will be Mom and Dad. They left me up in Fort Chipewyan when I was a baby, and they didn't reclaim me until I was 8. Like I was a piece of lost luggage. It will be okay, Angela says. It will be okay. I climb out of the car and follow her into the house like a zombie. She's like a zombie too, stuck on a repeat cycle of, it will be okay. I kick off my shoes and I leave them where they lie. Angela puts them on the mat alongside hers. A question hits me like an arrow in the heart. How much longer will Angela have to deal with my mess? And how much longer will she have to deal with me? I feel strange, like I'm floating, not walking. Angela hands me the mail, and I put it on the kitchen counter. It's the same routine as before, but nothing is the same as before. Everything is different. An hour ago, I would have pounced on the McDonald's flyer, stuffing the coupons in my pocket, but now I couldn't care less. Life as I know it is over.